Fear, uncertainty and doubt, FUD, these investing. Us investors have a clear choice, FUD versus grinding away and continuing to invest. Successful investors keep going. They keep going despite market conditions. They find a way, and my promise to you, I'm going to convince you to keep going, to find a way and to grind your way towards investing for a better financial future. You're about to learn how FUD leads to pain. Fear is when your awareness goes into the future, creating something that has not happened and returns to the present, and then you fear it. You do this enough times and you end up with anxiety. I'm going to reflect on my experience of FUD over the last 20 years so you can avoid FUD and the pain that is a byproduct of FUD. Then I'm going to tell you how I've moved past FUD in recent years and how you can move past it in 2023. How you can move past FUD and become a successful investor in 2023. Right then, to get you past horrible, painful FUD, I'm going to be talking about FUD between 2008 and 2018. How Tony Robbins led to me becoming an investor. FUD in 2020, FUD in 2022, and finally, how you can invest in 2023, how you can invest safely, and how you can invest with skill. FUD between 2008 and 2018. For all the wrong reasons, this is a period of my life I remember very well. It's a period of time that was filled with FUD for me and the vast majority. The financial crisis of 2008 was a nightmare as the banking system almost collapsed. All I could think about was losing my job and how I'd be able to afford to pay the bills. How I'd be able to afford to put bread on the table and support my family. This, the financial crisis, my lack of emotional intelligence and my lack of financial education led me to a negative decade in terms of money and investing. I made questionable investing decisions along the way, and my personal finances were a joke. I was consumed by FUD for long periods and had a real issue with anxiety and stress. I don't think it ever got too bad, but it was consistent and it was very painful. Painful for me and my family, as my financial worries were definitely passed on to my poor wife and probably even passed on to my two daughters. Desperation kicked in and I chased quick easy money with stocks, the lottery, scratch cards, football bets, premium bonds, the odd claim and whatever else I could think of. None of it worked as I made mistake after mistake. This pattern of chasing quick easy money and being horrendous with personal finances continued until mid 2018, as did my relentless mourning to my wife about how bad our money situation was and how I didn't have a clue where our money disappeared to. I make light of this period now I've moved past it, but it was painful, and if I'm being honest, I was miserable. I tried not to show it because us blokes don't like to talk about how we feel, but I was desperate for financial security and was really sick of constantly worrying and thinking about money. My relationship with money wasn't the best, to say the least. Now, in 2018, Tony Robbins led to me becoming an investor. By mid 2018, I was a miserable contractor, working up and down the country, up and down the UK, in rundown B&Bs. I really wasn't happy, and I really want you to avoid FUD, fear, uncertainty and doubt, and I want you to avoid having a negative decade, the negative decade that I had between 2008 and 2018. But things changed, and this is partly down to YouTube videos. I started watching motivation videos before Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu competitions and started listening to Arnold Schwarzenegger videos, David Goggins videos, a few others. This led to Tony Robbins videos, and I got to a point where I was listening to Tony Robbins material every day. This was good for me. It shifted my victim, why always me mentality to some much needed positivity. I liked my improved mindset and I started going to work with a smile on my face. And I stopped taking my work and money situation home with me. The Tony Robbins material opened me up to personal development. Some much needed personal development. I knew it was much needed personal development and it had been a long time coming. I needed to become a better version of myself for me and my family. Tony Robbins also inspired me to write my first ever goals down as a 35-year-old. And writing goals down has had a big impact on me as a person and an investor. It forced me to reflect on my negative decade and to write down what I wanted for my future self. Writing goals made me realize how much I wanted financial security and financial independence. I realized that I needed to start with personal finances and that I needed to find a way to become a successful investor. These goals pushed me on and I started reading a book every week on money, investing, business, whatever it was, anything, basically to push me closer to financial security and financial independence. Things have improved for me as an investor really since the start of 2019. From 2019 onwards, I got back into investing and my results improved. I bought some rental properties to add to my small portfolio of single lets. I've been investing in the stock market via index funds now since mid-2019 and I've also become a crypto investor along the way. My strategy is long-term buy and hold with property, stocks and crypto. Tony Robbins led me to personal development and setting goals. This led me to becoming a skilled investor working towards financial independence. Without goals, I was aimless, and this contributed to poor, questionable investing decisions. Please at least consider writing goals down if you haven't done so far in your life. It's really worked for me anyway. The start of 2020 was the start of the global pandemic, the start of COVID-19, an absolute nightmare for everyone in the world. My nightmare wasn't anywhere near as bad as some people's who lost loved ones and really struggled, but still, I did have my own nightmare. I ended up being stuck in Oman when the first lockdown happened and my anxiety was through the roof. This was because I was worried about my wife and kids and the rest of my family and friends back home. No one really knew what was going on and I was scared out of my mind about COVID-19. About what I would do with my wife and our two girls. My nightmare eased as the lockdown went on and my girls were safe and sound, but I was stuck in Oman for 12 weeks and it was a difficult period of my life if I'm being honest. I got through it with hard training and 5-minute cold showers every day. This helped me to ease my anxiety and brought some much needed calmness. Investing wise, I was able to stick to the plan. I'd read book after book on investing and especially index investing, and I knew what to do. I knew what to do because I'd read books by expert investors like Robert Kiyosaki, Ray Dalio, Warren Buffett, and many, many more. The stock market went down, but I didn't panic and didn't really pay much attention to the price of my index fund, like how much it had gone down because the market's crashing. I continued to dollar cost average into my life strategy Vanguard Index Fund. I wasn't bothered by the markets being down as I knew I was going to the sales every time I paid into my fund every month. Unlike the aftermath of the financial crisis back in 2009, I was able to remain calm and neutral. This is because of experience and because of the books I had consumed in 2019 and 2020. I was able to avoid FUD in 2020 because of improved emotional intelligence and improved financial intelligence. Moving on to a bit of FUD in 2022. To be honest, FUD did get a grip of me in 2021 because I got too excited over crypto. I made a few mistakes and ended up going all in on crypto, like spending my cash buffer on crypto startups at the end of 2021. All of my old habits had returned with a bang in 2021. Please don't spend your cash buffer on any investments. Personal finance first, then cash buffer. When you have some financial literacy, then you can invest. With a cash buffer of 3 to 6 months, you calm, it calms you down. Without a cash buffer, you're consumed by negative emotions surrounding money, like anxiety. This is from my experience and from the investing books I've read over the last few years. Now, going into 2022, I realized that I dropped the ball and I needed to get my act together. I needed to get my cash buffer back to remove the negative emotions, the worrying about my finances, constantly worrying. I worked 6 to 7 days a week from October 2021 to March 2022 and got my 3 months cash buffer back. I got over my crypto mistakes and took the valuable lessons on the chin. I was back to being calm and doubled down on my education. With high inflation, market crashes, wars, and loads more negative in between, 2022 hasn't been a good year at all. And many investors have been crippled with FUD, fear, uncertainty, and doubt. Thankfully, I've managed to avoid it since March, and this is because of my cash buffer. And it's because I've gone back to the plan. I've gone back to healthy investing habits, like reading books and improving my financial literacy, watching YouTube videos to improve my financial literacy, doing my own YouTube videos to help other investors with fear, uncertainty, and doubt, dollar cost averaging into the stock market with my index fund, dollar cost averaging into the crypto market, not looking at the price of my stocks or my crypto investments. This was really hard with crypto, constantly looking at CoinMarketCap, but I've moved past it. I've forced myself to move past it and zooming out and thinking long term. Now, you can learn from me and you can also learn from the experts. Learn from my mistakes and avoid FUD in 2023. Avoid fear, uncertainty, and doubt. Educate yourself. Learn from the expert investors. And again, avoid FUD in 2023. I am an emotional investor. I've been too emotional over money and investing in my 20 years as an investor. But I've found a way to avoid FUD in periods of uncertainty, like in 2020 and now in 2022. If I can learn to avoid FUD, you can learn to avoid FUD. Stick to tried and tested strategies and you can invest safely and you can invest with skill. You can go into 2023 as a calm, neutral investor. As a calm, neutral investor, you will have a good 2023 in terms of investing. You can get ready for the next bull market and invest your way to financial freedom and financial independence. Now, that's just about it for today's podcast. If you've liked it, if you've taken something away from it, a little review, an honest review, would go a long way. Would be massively appreciated. So that'll do. Thanks for listening.